Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Mark this weekend on your calendar, April 19th to the 21st. We have a very big event that is coming to Stratford. We're so lucky. We're so fortunate that this is going to be happening. And we have Karis Wynn Hughes working behind the scenes on this very special event. Good morning, Karis.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Now, we're going to talk about this event. But right off the top, I got to ask, because you wear many hats in our community with so many different organizations, how is the pancake supper at Community Living?
It was overflowing.
And we're not talking just maple syrup.
No, we're not. No, it was a great success.
We've got a big event coming up for April, and you're behind the scenes on this, and take it away. What's happening?
Yeah, so we have the Ontario Welsh Festival coming to Stratford. This is a big event. It travels all over Ontario. And last year it was in Ottawa, and next year it's in Niagara Falls. So lucky enough, we've got it coming to Stratford. And there's a full jam-packed weekend. If you fancy learning Welsh, we give some Welsh lessons. And if you've ever wanted to learn, you know, that big, long name, that village in Wales that everybody's heard about, but nobody knows how to say.
Now, can you say it?
I can.
Okay, take it away.
Llanfair pwll gwengyll cogerwch yn drogwyll, llanfair distilio gogogoch.
There you go.
So we can well definitely done. Teach you in one weekend how to say that village.
There you go. Now this, we should stress, is a big event, and we're so fortunate to have this coming to Stratford for the weekend. Again, there's so many events planned for this weekend.
There is. The Friday afternoon, we have tea and we have some Welsh cakes. If anybody's never had one before, pop on over to the Adam Park. And we'll be serving that. And there is a harpist that is coming in to entertain us. The harp is the national instrument of Wales, if nobody knew that. So I'm very proud of being Canadian, no doubt about that. I've been here many, many years now, but my roots are Welsh. And, you know, you can take the girl out of Wales, but you can't take the Welsh out of the girl.
And Wales is coming to Stratford.
That's so. Right. That is actually it. And Saturday, we have lots going on. We'll have visitors from all over the world coming to this event. And we're organizing a bus trip. We're going to highlight the chocolate bars. We're going to highlight City Hall, a Stratford Festival. We're going to do just showcase what we do best in Stratford. And then that night we have Stefan, Rhiannon and Tristan that are coming direct from Wales and will entertain us at Avondale United Church. They will do a gala concert, The Voices from Wales.
Oh, my gosh. And there is, as we've talked about, there is something about singing and performing. The Welsh just have it.
Yes. I don't know what happened to me because I can't hold a tune. But normally, yes, the Welsh are very well known for their singing. Anybody's interested, go on the website, OntarioWelshFestival.ca, and there is a link there to get tickets. There's some stuff that weekend that is complimentary, but there's some stuff that is ticketed. So go on in. There's so much going on over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Too long for me to list.
Yeah, lots of great stuff. And we should mention, get your tickets, but don't wait to the last minute because this is likely to sell out.
This is likely to sell out. Very reasonable. It's $35 in advance. Get your ticket and it's well worth seeing. These two, baritone and a tenor, are very well known in the UK. Mm-hmm. They compete internationally, they travel all over the world.
They've been featured in operas and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we're really lucky to have them visit Stratford. And Rhiannon is a great accompanist as well. So please, please come out and, you know, let's bring the Welsh to Stratford.
Yeah, and showcase our wonderful city, a city of Stratford. So anything else from the weekend that we haven't spotlighted?
On the Sunday, we're actually going to be back at Avondale Church. We are going to be running an afternoon. It's called Gamanva Gani, and that is a hymn singing marathon. It's in Welsh and in English, and that is free of charge. Just come on in to Avondale in the afternoon, 1:30 to 3:30. And these two singers will be leading the crowd that day.
Okay. Again, this is the 2024 Ontario Welsh Festival. It's been at a number of locations across Ontario. It has been in Stratford and it is coming back to Stratford for this coming April. And how important is it to have something like this in Stratford?
It's good to celebrate different diversities, different ethnic, different people that visit Stratford.
Sure, yeah.
And I think it's important for people to learn about Wales. I know some people don't even know where Wales is. So it's good for you to know, you know, Wales is in the UK and all about Wales. It has its own language, has a lot of heritage.
Deep culture, yeah, just fantastic.
The culture is immense. So please come on out. You'll meet a lot of Welsh people that weekend.
And it's just a great way, again, to showcase the city of Stratford. You can't beat it. So where do they go for ticket information? What's the best spot?
Again, it's www.OntarioWelshFestival.ca.
And as we mentioned, many of the events are happening at the Arden Park Hotel, which is great. And then also events happening at the Avondale.
Yes, both places will showcase events. And we have everything listed on the website. You can sign up for one thing. You can sign up for them all. It's up to you. Just go on there and have a look.
Yeah, exactly. Have a look and enjoy. That's the 2024 Ontario Welsh Festival, and it's happening again, Arden Park Hotel and the Avondale, for the weekend of April 19th through to the 21st. OntarioWelshFestival.ca is the website. We'll share all the details on our social media and mystratfordnow.com. And Karis, hats off to you and all the people behind the scenes bringing something like this to Stratford, which is pretty amazing. Well, let's wrap it up by you welcoming or encouraging people to come out to the festival in Welsh.
Diolch yn fawr I chi gyd. Dwi'n gobeithio gweld chi yn mis Ebrill.
What she said. Karis Wynn Hughes. Thanks, Karis, and great luck, great success with this festival.
Thank you.